If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Doc Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the hour coming up in about 5 minutes. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. A couple of weeks ago, we talked with a Bill Curtis. Bill Curtis, an American journalist who's done major news anchoring. He's also hosted, I'm sure you've seen some of Bill's shows, Cold Case Files and a few others on some of the networks. Bill Curtis, now retired, and is working on making a better hot dog. A more healthier hot dog. We don't need to, avoid hot dogs or eat hot dogs and maybe try to eat something a little more healthy, but still not hasn't taken the country over yet. But in the nutrition category, Dr. Mike, of this week's news stories, there is some bad news for the barbecue with hot dogs. What are the details?
Well, it should be no surprise, but the people who ate hot dogs had an increased risk of a number of conditions. So they looked at 37,000 men, 45 to 79 years old, who had no history of heart disease or cancer at the start of the study. The men filled out a questionnaire. It was done in Sweden, so it was done accurately. We're led to believe they filled out the questionnaire on how they ate and how often. And processed meats include sausages, cold cuts, and hot dogs and bacon, which all can be high in sodium nitrates, phosphates, and other food additives. For each 1.6 ounces of the meat, of this meat they ate, they had an 8% increase in heart failure. Now, we know it's increased cancer rates. We know it increases heart disease, stroke, and memory loss, but this was heart failure. So some people think of heart failure as a bigger thing, and it is a bigger thing. So I wanted to bring that up, that it is a bigger thing, and these 8% increase. So if you ate 175-gram jumbo Frank, now that's not Bill Curtis's tall grass Franks.
Yes, no.
So these are hot dogs made in the old traditional way. For each one of those, you had a 28% or roughly a third higher risk of heart failure and twice the risk of dying over the 12-year period of the study compared to men who ate the least. The interesting in heart failure itself, not talking about cancer, not talking about heart disease, but just failure, which is really severe. You can't get out of bed. You're breathing hard. You can't literally walk. Just eating steaks and burgers did not raise the risk. But hot dogs, sausage, and as I said, the bacon, and cold cuts and liver pate all raise the risk for these Swedish men.
Don't forget the brats, too, right? The bratwurst? That's got to be in there, too.
Yeah, brats are right in that bad category.
I was the Grand Parade Marshal in our town.
And there was another study.
No,
go ahead, Joe.
I was going to say I was the Grand Parade Marshal in our town today, and it's part of a community festival, and the hot dogs were just flying off the grill. I think just about everybody I saw was eating a hot dog, but that's just a personal observation on what happened today. What were you going to say? I'm sorry, sir. You were going to say something?
I was going to say the other story was on breast cancer.
Yes.
And the same type of result for every increased bit of meat. This is red meat, including pork of any type. There was a increase, if you will, in breast cancer rates of about 12%. So eating the normal amount of red meat that women eat in the study, and this was a large study in the Nurses Health Professional study, increased the average person's risk of cancer of the breast by about 20%. So again, red meat getting a bad thing. Not only does it shorten your life, not only does it increase all-cause mortality, but it actually, the specific things were cancer. Now, along with that, there was a story on breast cancer, that breast cancer victims, people recovering from breast cancer, aren't doing enough physical activity, aren't doing the recommended amount, and that's limiting survival of breast cancer patients.
I just want to mention, too, at this town festival today, my mom gave me her soda, her regular soda, and said, I can't drink it anymore. I took a sip, and I couldn't keep it down, Mike. Just to me, so, and I don't drink soda anymore. What a difference. I just couldn't handle it. I just could not. I got a sip down, and I said, Mom, I can't drink this. If you're going to, you know, got to take it back or get rid of it or something. But it's amazing how quickly, if you don't drink something like that, that you can develop a distaste for it, you know? So I think that...
That's a good distaste.
Good distaste to have for, right. Let's, I'll tell you what, rather than start another story, because we're quickly running out of time here, before the... before the end of this hour. And if you miss any of it, you can go to RadioMD.com and check out the guests or topics or subject matter, top medical stories of the week. Let's go to the Dr. Mike Real Age Tip of the Week for this hour.
And this is Dr. Mike with your Real Age Tip of the Week. This one is about the epidemic of measles and mumps that we've seen lately in kids. We know you want the best for your kids. That's why we want to hear up any hesitancies you may have about vaccines. Diphtheria, influenza, measles, mumps, meningitis, pertussis or whooping cough, pneumonia, polio, rubella, which is German measles, tetanus, HPV, and chickenpox are vaccine-preventable diseases. Until the vaccines, those diseases, mumps and measles included, claimed many thousands annually. We want to be very clear. Vaccinations have more benefits than risks. Are they 100% safe? No, nothing is. They can cause long-term problems, but they're very rare. And, in fact, the benefits outweigh the risks by 40,000 to 1. It's like picking a lottery ticket. You won the lottery by getting vaccinated. Refusing to vaccinate has consequences. This year alone saw more than 20,000 whooping cases in the United States, and we're not even half over this year. 22 children less than 1 year old have died. When children opt out of vaccinations, it endangers their health and everyone else's. So get your kids' vaccinations up to date. Joe, that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. It's a huge benefit. For kids, it's the equivalent of giving them 4 extra years of life, getting their vaccinations.
Dr.
So
Mike,
Joe, yep. Your turn on
great,
this one.
Great job, Dr. Mike. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. If you enjoyed today's show and would like to hear part of it back, the Real Age Tip, some of the top medical stories of the week, some of the guests we have on the show, you can do that at Radio MD and join us on iHeartRadio Talk. It's a new and innovative and exciting new platform to get your information. So for Dr. Mike and Sonar, our guy puts us all together every week, thank you for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.